Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70. Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for asking.
I love that answer.
Yeah. I usually cuss when I say that, so I'm kind of toning it down. I don't know how.
I appreciate that. Long time no see. Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Hi, my name is Dara Randall. I am with Tech Lolly. Tech Lolly is an offline affiliate marketing network. It's so weird to say that when I hear myself at the same time.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of getting used to. So, offline affiliate marketing. We know what online affiliate marketing is. You pair up with a company, you get banners or whatever thing it is that you do. Maybe you get a code, and
So
you get paid on that.
Yeah, exactly.
How does this work?
Offline affiliate marketing is very similar. The only difference is it's offline. It's essentially like commission-based brand ambassadors. So the individuals, they wear the t-shirts. Currently right now, our clients are Uber, Lyft, and audiobooks. With Uber, they go out and they get their own supplies, they get their own shirts, and they generate thousands of new users a week for Uber. And they make thousands of dollars doing that. So they treat these companies like their own businesses. So they're micro entrepreneurs in their own right. And it's all simply lead gen. So companies are paying for the leads, and affiliates are making hundreds and thousands of dollars for getting leads.
Now, we, unbeknownst, had interacted with your company at CES.
Yeah.
The cards that were being handed out that had the Uber and Lyft on them were her.
Yeah, so our biggest team is in Vegas. So in Vegas, you'll see people on the strips that are handing out cards. There are a lot of people who are, there were individuals who are handing out strip club cards.
Yep.
A lot of them have started working handing out cards for Uber and Lyft now. We are essentially, that's one way of offline affiliate marketing.
Now, obviously,
that's really cool,
obviously for us, that's the obvious one because we interacted with it not knowing.
Yeah.
But where are some other places where this could be implemented?
So audiobooks we've had our highest conversion at college campuses.
Okay.
So we have affiliates on college campuses giving out free books for audiobooks. They give out a free book and a free trial and often sunglasses or another free promotional material. And you have the ability to experience these platforms, and the affiliate gets paid every time you try something for free. We also are dealing with different insurance companies that are paying per lead or appointment. So you get to try out whichever insurance company fits best for you and see if that does work for you. And the affiliate gets paid for making that connection. So it's essentially a gig economy for lead gen.
How do you keep track of that connection?
So each one of the affiliates has a code, and whenever we get a conversion, we keep track of the code, and so we pay them out based on that.
Okay. So each of us would have a code.
Yeah.
That is our unique code, not like each card has its own code. We have a personal.
Yeah, you as an offline affiliate have your own unique code, and all of your cards have that same code.
Got it.
Or if you have teams, you would have each person, we've got people, the Vegas team, really, because the Vegas is just so huge.
Yeah,
so
it's such a unique environment.
Yeah, so they have lots of teams, and they give each one of their people different codes.
Okay, understood. Yeah.
So that they can track how their teams are doing.
Right, and how.
Yeah.
Who's performing, who's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Understood.
Because with brand ambassador work, you can hire people out for $30 an hour and have no idea how well they are.
What you're getting back.
Yeah, how your brand is interacting with the public, if people like the experience. There's a little bit of detachment there, and we've got a trackable metrics to track offline experiences.
Which obviously is way more difficult than tracking online stuff.
Yeah.
Because everything you do online is tracked anyway.
Yeah. But because all of our experiences go from offline to online anyway, so you just have to track the end result, or at least the attempt of the end result.
The transition from offline to online.
Yeah, the download, the if they go to the website with the... We don't really do links, which is a big proponent of affiliate marketing, but yeah, we do codes, so we track what happens to the codes and where the codes go and what websites, who's utilizing it.
Okay.
How was the like the thought process of the idea coming to like life? Of like the
can you explain that a little bit more.
Sorry.
That's wonderful.
So, like, how exactly did your company start out?
I started out in a lot of different ways. I started doing something called Solar Match, which I made appointments for solar, and we went door to door, and affiliates were making money going door to door, setting appointments for solar. The average affiliate was doing 3 a day, and they would make anywhere from $50 to $75 an appointment. And then I, long story short, ended up working as a regional manager for Uber and helping them create this campaign. And that's how I essentially ended up getting them as our first client, is because I already built a team for them, or helped build a team for them. And then once I branched off and they decided that they didn't want it anymore, I was able to have a database of codes and start off the company with that.
Okay.
Yeah. So this was in the making for a while, but we've only really been active for about 8 months.
And how's that going? How is being here helping that?
Wow. So being here has been amazing. It really, like, this conference has been just phenomenal. I've been to a lot of conferences this year, and I think I've gotten the most return from this one, definitely, from anywhere from CES and Affiliate Summit and all those conferences. This one has been phenomenal. And it has a lot to do with the fact that we cut out the cost of brand ambassadors. So any startups here that need brand ambassadors but can't afford $5,000 for an activation, this is a way that's just getting, you're just paying for end results, and you're getting an actual impression on the ground. This is the lowest cost of impression to be physically on the ground somewhere.
Okay. And if their incentives are all set up right, bringing in that new customer should more than pay for the incentive. So as opposed to, like we said before, you put out a certain amount of money, you never know if you're getting back results.
Exactly.
In this case, they know they're getting back results, and that's all they're paying for.
Exactly.
Is those results.
Exactly. They're only paying for people actually utilizing.
So a startup can still take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Because it's not money up front and fingers crossed it works.
No.
It's we pay them because it worked.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and sometimes it's leads, sometimes, I mean, we do appointment setting as well. We can do a B2B appointment setting with like an actual decision maker. So we're experimenting with that and reoccurring income models. So yeah, the focus is building up the affiliates and building up this gig economy with, and helping out startups grow with this.
Very cool. Where do you want to go with this from here?
My like all-time vision with this?
Let's do it.
All right. So I don't know if you guys know, like with Uber, you're able to lease the cars. Like if you don't have a car, you're able to lease the cars.
Really?
Yeah.
Had no idea.
So that's like that's a proponent with Uber. What I would like to do is something very similar. Is once an affiliate's doing really well, they generate points. We're gamifying everything.
Okay.
And we wanted to make it so that they can get free concert tickets. Uber was giving us free concert tickets for a while.
Okay.
Audiobooks gives us free books when affiliates get to certain levels. So we're gamifying everything. But also we want to make it so that we have houses in different cities and affiliates can travel around the U.S. and the world going to different cities and countries.
That's really
doing
cool.
Doing offline impressions and getting conversions offline.
Okay. Wow.
That's like my end goal is to make it so that everyone can travel and just make money wherever they want to be.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thanks. I love it too. I dedicate my entire life to it right now. So I'm glad you're involved.
The world of a startup.
Yes.
Dedicating your whole life to whatever it is it is. Yeah.
Yes, every waking moment. But I do. I love it. I love it.
That's good.
Yeah.
If people want to find out more about what you're doing and follow your journey, how can they do that?
So they can contact me on techlolly.com or the Facebook page, TechLolly. Or you can also email me at dara@techlolly.com. So we also have an Instagram page. All of it is branded with the word TechLolly, like a lollipop. Yeah, it's a sweet taste of marketing.
I love that tag.
Yeah.
Because
we give it. We give you something sweet to try, something techie, you know. So it's the whole point of it. That's awesome. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate you coming and talking to us. Good thing we met the other night.
Definitely. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
It looks
here.
Like you've still got your band on.
Yeah. I'm just remembering the night, man. Actually, I look at it and I forget where I got the band, so I appreciate you remember. So, are the appreciations there?
It was definitely the club with the guy playing the violin with his teeth.
Oh man, yes, I love violin. It's
yeah.
Did you? The violin has like all the ranges of a female voice. Did you know that?
Huh.
Yeah, it's like, and then the piano has all the ranges of every voice, and the trombone is male and. Trombone and piano has the male spectrum.
Interesting.
But the violin has the full female spectrum.
Fascinating.
I know, it's totally random.
I had no idea.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I got that. You can look it up.
Okay. I definitely believe you.
No,
it seems like, totally seems like the kind of information you'd have in your head.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. That
well,
works.
Thanks so much for coming and talking to us.
Yeah,
And
thank
I'm
you.
Glad Collision's been good for you.
Yeah, definitely it has. Appreciate it.